there are certain pieces that just move me, you know, like Dido's Lament, right? That ground bass that starts the opening of that, and this free-flowing melody over top. Those pieces that have this emotionality, this sensitivity, they're rich and syrupy and decadent. I guess I just have a soft spot for that sort of thing. But then I like this this highly rhythmic music. You know, Gina Stair is one of my guys, you know. The Gina Stair second string quartet, oh, you know, it has that this opening motive that is really strong, and he has this thematic transformation happening throughout the first, you know, like minute and a half of that piece. So he takes this little cell and just builds it and builds it and builds it, and I just, as a composer, you know, I'm fascinated by that, you know, how he can take this thing that's so simple, right, and get so much mileage out of that. And I use that piece to teach composition a lot, like, you know, or the Miraculous Mandarin Suite of Bartok. Like, you know, look at how much he gets out of this septuplet going, you know, for like a minute and a half in both the flute and string parts. I like music that is visceral. There, you know, there, of course, there are some musical rhetorics that are really sophisticated and show great craftsmanship, right? And especially in the early part of the 20th century, you know, maybe like the Darmstadt school, like these really heady composers from that, you know, the 1940s and 50s. And that music, I love it. And first, let me say, I am a fan of music. I love it all. I love Stockhausen. I love Kontakt. I love all that stuff. But it's not what resonates with me as a composer. I don't want to write that kind of music. And here's the deal. I write music for me. You know, for me, it's like breathing. Like, I have to write music. I mean, it is my job. You know, it's part of my job anyway. But I would be writing music even, right, if it wasn't part of my job. I would be lying if I said that I don't want my music to resonate with the audience, right? You know, there's that famous Milton Babbitt essay, you know, who cares if you listen? I do care. You know, I actually care. And that resonates with them, whether or not I have anything to say. That's, you know, but I sit down to write music that I'm inspired by, you know, that is inside of me, that I need to get out and that I need to write.